Tom Petty once saying that the waiting is the hardest part. For Canadians, this time of year feels like it's meant to be a waiting period. Remembrance Day is over, and there's about a month and a half until Christmas. But we're not very good at waiting. We fill this space meant for waiting with completely artificial things like Black Friday and attempts to rush through to the next big thing. Christmas stuff has been for sale in stores for a couple of weeks already. Waiting truly is hard, but it's exactly what we're going to consider today on the Covenant Weekly Podcast, Season 2, Episode 9, Waiting. Between the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New Testament was a period of about 400 years. Growing up, I often heard that period referred to as 400 years of silence. I was told that God was completely silent during that time. What they meant was that there was no Bible being written or recorded prophets speaking, and the implication was that God was not at work. The lack of written word was considered absence, and absence was considered distance. There is much that we can learn from the past 1900 years, during which there's been no new written scripture. One of those things should be that just because scripture isn't being written, it doesn't mean God is absent, and it certainly doesn't mean God is distant. To put it in another way, just because people are waiting doesn't mean God isn't working. When the Apostle Paul was reflecting on how it came to be that Jesus entered the world, he used this phrase, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son." When the set time had fully come. Well, I can't be certain of all that Paul meant by that expression. One thing seems for sure. Paul was convinced that God was working in that waiting. God was working in events in history, sometimes with people, sometimes around people, and likely sometimes against people, to bring things to the point where God would enter the world in the flesh through the person of Jesus. God was working in the waiting. Of course, Jesus came 2,000 years ago. For most of us, 100 years isn't easily imaginable, let alone 2,000 years. We live and have lived in a state of waiting for two millennia. And despite our best efforts to rush things and get them to come sooner, the waiting continues. The problem with our efforts to rush past this time of waiting is that we can, and likely do, miss out on the work God intends to do during this time. Work to prepare the world, our hearts, and our attitudes for whatever God is going to do next. The church calendar has this season we call Advent. It's a season designed for waiting. Through it, we enter into solidarity with those who waited during that 400 years. We wait even though it is hard. We wait with longing for Emmanuel to come. We wait with cries like, "How long, O Lord?" We wait, not rushing through the difficulty, but acknowledging it and asking God to come near to us in it. The difference for us is that we wait knowing that God is at work in the waiting. We wait with a sure and certain hope that Jesus has come, and is coming again. We wait asking God to work in our lives to increase divine hope, love, joy, and peace in our hearts that will last far beyond our celebration of Christmas. As you go this week, I remind you that we have begun our seasonal collection in partnership with Beausoleil First Nation Social Services. This year, we are putting together necessity packages for single adults at the Beausoleil First Nation. And we are also putting some things together for people that we serve in Penetang. The list of items we are collecting and drop-off details are all available at www.covenantchurch.ca under the news section. Our BIC Canada Advent guides are available at the church, or they're available digitally at beingchrist.ca/advent. We are looking forward to Glenn Robitaille speaking this Sunday, and then we will be kicking off Advent on November 27th with Angie Limmer speaking on hope. Finally, on December 6th, following our morning service on Sunday, we will be having a potluck lunch and then a hybrid congregational meeting. This congregational meeting has some kind of informal conversational elements, but there's also a formal business portion of the meeting where we will be affirming staff salaries for 2023. Please join us for that if you are at all able. For those joining online, there will be a Zoom link on the event page on our website. As you go this week, I know the cultural pressure is to get carried away with Black Friday and to rush ahead to Christmas. I pray that you and I, that we as a covenant community, will be able to walk slowly into the coming season, and to do so with an awareness of the waiting and an openness to what God is doing among us and in the world as we wait. God bless. Go in peace.